Now we're at section A, which is the main theme of the song. We could very well call it the chorus or the verse. We'll see this show up three times, two times back to back, and then later on in the song it will reappear. The first phrase we have is... Now for this, I'm in third position, meaning my first finger's hovering over the third fret. I won't bar it, but I'll just have it there because that's going to be home base for my first finger. The first note, though, is an E-flat on the second string fourth fret. I'll use my second finger. Then I'll go to the D on the second string third fret with my first finger. And then I'll go up to the third string fifth fret with my third finger, which is a C. And I will hit it twice. Then I'll go to the third fret of the third string with my first finger, and that's a B flat. So we have, and then we have this. My first finger moved down to the second fret of the third string. I'm going to hit it, hammer on the second finger to the third fret, and then pull it off, and then strike the third string again, which is now the second fret. So we have, then we'll have, this is my fourth string, fourth fret with my third finger. Then I'll slide up a fret to the fifth fret. And then I'll go to the third string, second fret with my first finger, hit it twice. And then move it up a fret to the third fret and hit it twice. Now what happens with this style is we try to stay back and forth between the third and second fret. The other place would be up the neck with the first finger around the eighth fret. And what we're looking for is a place where we can get a D chord, an E flat chord, right next to each other. Because most of the notes we're using in the scale for this song are based around the D chord and the E flat chord. And then, of course, that occasional F where we go up to that. So we got a lot of half steps. So we're all right there in that little zone. Okay, let's take a look at the next phrase.